Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to take the time to welcome you to the Foreign Affairs trilogy, that is. But before we go too far,
Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Dreaming in detail, taking pictures of tranquility. smiles of your spirit captured, stored in the heavens where they're shared amongst angels as art. Stranger to my universe, soulmate to my spirit, two lives connected with one breath, captured in the clouds. Flying through pearled gates where the angels await, souls promising each other eternity in the heavens. Baby angels that await to be placed in a mother's womb, sprinkling pastel pink rose petals that's grown from a moon's glow. Kissing the freckles on your face the angels has placed. Floating over the broom with spreading wings, landing bare feet on golden streets. This is where my spirit lives when I'm asleep. The day after eternity with you is the day.
up? What it do, everyone? Welcome to a special edition of Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say Two, Say What, holding it down on EOTM Radio. We have a great show lined up for you guys, so you might just want to lay back in the bed, chill with your significant other, and just relax for the night. All right, folks, just want to say thanks to my Mixture of Arts fans for all the support, because without it, the show wouldn't be what it is. Now, to all my new folks out there listening, Mixture of Arts is a creative mixture of topics and a diversity of music show covering in any aspects of entertainment, life issues, kids subjects, romance, poetry, and anything else that comes to mind. So with that said, if you want to join like-minded individuals with the gift of creativity and deep and fun thoughts, then you might just want to go ahead and subscribe to our future shows. Also, if you're on Facebook, join our page. Mixture of Arts with me, your girl, Say to Say, will definitely be able to connect with you. Now, all right, show. Now, folks, tonight's topic is on Valentine's Day romantic ideas and romantic Valentine's Day recipes and craft gifts. Now, notice how I said, actually, I haven't even told you because usually I say mixture of arts, but now I say mixture of love. You know what I'm saying? Because on this particular topic, we will definitely be covering every aspect of romance and how to show your lover love and affection. Now, you might just want to go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. And chit-chat with me, your girl, you know? All right, so now I have some great ideas as far as romance and what you might want to go ahead and consider if you have not thought of a gift or something to do with your significant other. So with that said, folks, the first thing I have is some romantic ideas. And if you have some romantic ideas, you might just want to go ahead and call in and share. Or, you know what I'm saying, I was trying to get some folks to go ahead and call in as far as giving a quick shout-out to your lover. I think that would be fun, don't you think? Now, you can buy a packet of glow-in-the-dark and stars and stick the stars on the roof above and, like, above the bed, though. And so you can definitely go ahead and spell out their message, such as, I love you, and when the lights go down, your message will be revealed. And here's another one. When you are in a romantic spot, ask your partner if she would or he would like to dance. And place one earpiece in her or his ear and one in your in his ear and enjoy the private dance floor. I think that's really, really cute. I mean, I don't know about you, but a lot of folks know me as far as not really emotional. But, you know what I'm saying, that, like, doing that would kind of make me feel a little bit awkward. So I think that would be kind of hard for me to do. Now, for you guys that are absolutely feeling comfortable with it, you can definitely go ahead and try it. I think it's pretty fun. I think it's pretty romantic. At the same time, it's more, what's the term I'm looking for? I would say it's more like you are more of a adult. You know what I'm saying? To really do that. And not only that, too, but at the same time, for you guys that have emotions like me and is kind of afraid to kind of put it out there, that could be some type of great experience as well. You know? And then that way, you can go ahead and just go ahead and try different things. And so, y'all can definitely go ahead and check it out. And I have another one. This technique is particularly effective in the romantic spot you have chosen it's somewhere like, you know, people normally dance. For example, like the top of the Empire State Building at sunset or on top of a mountain doing a camping trip. Oh, my God, it's just, oh, that is crazy. But at the same time, I feel like that right there is something I would do. And it's so funny how, like, different people have, like, different emotions about certain things. And, like, because before I was just saying how, like, you know, getting, like, a romantic spot and, like, stuff like that would be hard for me to do. But as far as, like, going to someplace crazy, I would love to do that. Like, that would be like, the ultimate thing for me. And that's just to say that even though we are different people around the world, like there are different people around the world, it's like we can all relate in some type of way. So if you are feeling some type of way about your significant other on Valentine's Day or you guys are going through any types of problems, you just have to remember, like, you guys have something in common some type of way, and there can be a way to, you know, just get through it together. Because if you really love that person, oh, my God, like, if you really love that person, you would try your hardest with all your might to stay with that person. And not only that, but you guys are not perfect either, you know? So, you know, with that said, folks, those are some things to remember on Valentine's Day if your relationship is not really doing good, but you really want to stay in, but you're not really too sure. Those are the things that you could consider as far as if you really, really want to work it out to be with that person. If you really love that person and want to be with that person, like you'll do anything for that person, then you know that, yeah, there's a way. And those are some great things to do for your lover. Now, for those who are short on cash, short on cash, because we know that some folks really don't have it like that. And this could be a great way to show your significant other that, you know what I'm saying, shoot, even though I don't have it like that, I can still make you smile and we can have a great time. And again, it's going to be about you, you know what I'm saying? So the first thing I have is you can make a free webpage dedicated for your partner. Give them some romantic love coupons. Write your partner a love song. A love song, that one I would definitely do, because writing is my thing, so that right there sounds fun to me. Now, this is actually one of the most romantic things you can do, in my opinion. Now, even if you don't have a clue how to go about doing it, there are some great ebooks out there that can show you how. Now, you can definitely go ahead and send them an e-card or give them a card in person saying how much you care for them. Trust me, they would very much appreciate it. And, yeah. All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. If you have any questions, you guys can definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. Once again, it's 718-664-6543. I don't know what I'm thinking about. You know, I'm sitting over here thinking about my phone number. Like that right there is crazy. Anyways, go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543, and we can definitely go ahead and chit chat, give a shout out to your loved ones. It doesn't even matter. It could be your sister. It could be your brother. Doesn't matter. As long as you love that person, go ahead and call in and give them a shout out. I'm pretty sure they will very much appreciate it as well. All right, so now, like I said, we will go ahead and take a quick commercial break. So with that said, folks, we will be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back, y'all, to Mixture of Love, y'all. Now, I'm pretty sure you guys was feeling that. You know, that's a classic right there. So, just to let you guys know, we have a caller on the line. Matter of fact, this caller right here is my best friend, Aisha. With that said, folks, 401-545, you're live, girl. What's good?
I'm loving the show. I just tuned in, but I loved what I heard. And I just called in to listen, to see how everything goes and to give comments.
Okay. Now, first things first, Aisha. We have to let the world know exactly what it is. Because I remember me saying earlier how, like, you know, like the whole candlelight thing would not be me, right?
Yeah.
Now, the candlelight thing is more her, isn't it?
Yes. I'm more the candles, the rose petals, make games.
Right.
That's me.
That's her right there. And then, like, me going into, like, crazy places would definitely be my thing. Now,
you get off.
Huh?
I said, so you get off with different kind of scenery. Something
right.
edgy, something you could get caught doing. Different
right.
places.
Exactly. Exactly. Pretty much, right? And you know
mm-hmm.
what else? And you know what else, though? I was just thinking, I know you are romantic and everything like that. So do you have some ideas as far as, you know?
Yeah, I had my cousin said to rent a hotel room with some lingerie. I say that's cool. You could do that and light it up.
And light it up. What you mean by that?
Light the candles up, and then.
Oh, okay.
You guys can
okay,
play a game.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, that's cool. And you know,
and
like I was telling you, like I was telling you earlier, I was thinking, maybe you could definitely do a YouTube video, and you know. For your lover or whatnot, and put it on their Facebook page. I think that would be cute, don't you think?
Yes, I think that is very cute. That
you think
is,
that's
is
cute?
Creative.
Man, I know
creative.
Some folks out there are not really feeling that. So if you're not feeling that, go ahead and call in and say, so that's whack. Let me know. I want to know what you guys think. 718-664-6543. All right, so now I have some more great ideas for you guys as far as Valentine's Day for you guys that do not know what you are going to do for your best friend, I would say, because your significant other is your best friend. Like I was saying, like some of these you could do some online gift ideas. Some of these are online gift ideas such as have a star named after your partner. You can create a personalized romantic novel starring you and your partner. That's cute. Surprise your sweetheart by having a photo of them professionally painted on canvas. Ooh, I would love that. Send your partner a message in a bottle. It's a very unique and romantic gift to give. And how will you know your partner's taste in perfume? Perfume, you know, people like a lot of smells and stuff like that. So if you are the type of person that really gets, you know, turned on by some perfume and you know your partner likes it, you can definitely go ahead and get them that. You can buy your lover a romantic love game. You can sign your partner up to receive new gifts every month. It's just like a whole lot of other stuff. It's like maybe some online, I mean offline gift ideas could be go out and get your porches drawn together. I think that would be wonderful. Take your partner for a dance lesson. That would be funny. Can you imagine, ladies, can you imagine seeing your man dancing, and you know he cannot dance. You know how hilarious that would be? Aisha?
Yes.
Can you actually imagine seeing, like, your man dancing? Like, that would be super funny.
Most guys will probably just want to do the two-step and have you dance around them. So you could switch that around and make it to where you could go to dance class, learn some of them pole moves, or go check out a strip club and check what they do, and then, you know, order you a pole and show your man what you can do and go from there and see how that is. And then you can also be able to, like, play a game with them as far as, you know, you can make a gift basket, right? You take the gift basket, you put in your sexy lingerie and different kind of, you know, little warming things that you might like, different things. If you into trying different things, you might want to try that up. And then after you do that, the rose petals will be used for, you can put anything, you can put the rose petals anywhere on his body that you want to. Your goal is to make him move, like, just or have all of them fall on. But his goal is to not let you at least take seven off. So you got to try to get him to, you know, move around and get him up and do things that, you know, might get your man to really just turn you over and give it to you. So you could do a gift basket like that, and that'd be part of your surprise. That was his idea, but that would be to do in the dance class. And maybe he would go. That would make him go.
That's true. Hey, you know the funny thing about it? We have a chat room person on, and this person says, what do you do for Valentine's Day when you don't have anyone? And, oh, this is actually Mr. TNT Radio. This is TNT Radio. And TNT Radio says, I hate to bring my desperation into your show, but the only one talking about Valentine's Day. Now, what would you say about that, Aisha?
Okay. What I would say about that is go to the club. I don't know if you're a
club.
If you don't have a man, what else are you going to do? Or maybe find someone that you are dealing with and maybe do a little special thing for him, someone that you just have as a friend, a.k.a. a cuddy buddy. I don't know. As far as that, I'm single.
Whoa, that is crazy.
Right. What can you do? Maybe that you are dealing with at the moment, and you're cool, and you're grown-up, and, you know, look, you don't got a Valentine's, I don't got a Valentine's. How about we be each other's Valentine's and just have fun? You never know what could happen out of that. Valentine's Day could be your hookup day. That's just an idea coming from me as being single.
Right. And, you know, something like I can't even relate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really cannot relate, because me and my partner actually been together for about 7 years. And, we love each other. Oh, actually, since we are giving out shout-outs, I would definitely want to give my baby, my hubby, a shout-out, Lamont. I love you. Happy Valentine's Day. And also you, Aisha, my best friend, you are everything to me. And you are definitely my ride or die chick for real. I love you. Happy Valentine's Day, chick.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too, babe. I love you so much. You know, everything is mutual. You know I love you, as you would tell to me. I'm so surprised you're being mushy on the radio. But I do have something to say. I do want to give a, can I give a shout out now?
Yeah, go ahead, if you want.
Okay, I want to give a shout out to someone that is very special to me that I am hoping that we do get together and be together. And his name is Terrence Whiskey. If he's listening, I just wanted to give him a shout out. And let's see what goes down. I'm ready to ride if you are. That's all.
That's
and I love you, best
and
friend.
That is real. That's what's up. I love that. For the gentleman who says that, you know, about how he's feeling depressed or whatever, from my stand of point, I would definitely say to not get worked up about it. Sometimes things really do not work out your way during, like, the most important times of the year to where people are making it seem so big. And, like, because, you know, like, people make Christmas big, people make Thanksgiving big, and then people make Valentine's a big thing. So
that can make
a person feel a little bit worked up. But you shouldn't, you know, don't make it seem to where you're so desperate and you would not do anything without that person. Go ahead and have fun. Doesn't mean that you have to, like, you know, go out with a guy. Go out with your girls. Have fun, like Aisha was saying, or you can go out bowling. I don't know. Just have fun. Do something to take mind off of that person.
That's fun. You know what's crazy? I was just saying, I was like, oh, yeah, they could just go out by themselves or go hang out with their close cousins and all get together. And then you just said it. That's, stay on the head. Sorry, Jensen.
Yeah. But, you know, Valentine's Day, to me, personally, I would say is just a day where two couples that really love each other. Doesn't matter even if you love each other. It could be your mother, your father, a brother, a cousin. Does not matter who you are. If you love that person, then show them how you care. And, you know, sometimes I say, does not even matter whether or not it is Valentine's Day. You should still show the people that you love them every single day. And now, sometimes I even wonder, like, why people even make Valentine's Day such a big thing when it's just one day when you can really just show this person how you really love them every single day. You see? It's so weird like that sometimes. For the folks in the chat room, if you want to go ahead and, you know, share your thoughts, you can go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. And we want to talk to you and see what you guys think about Valentine's Day, what you will be doing with your a significant other. I guess we will go ahead and take a quick break. Actually, we have some callers on the line. The first caller, well, the second caller, is SWD. You are live.
Lise, how are you tonight?
How are you, sir?
I am okay. I am TNT Radio in your chat room.
Okay. Hey, TNT, what's up?
I'm a little bit depressed, and I don't want to bring it into your show, really, but, you know, it's, you know, I dated a girl for about 4 years. And it ended about a year ago. I still can't get over it. It's just, I don't know. I go out with my friends, try to meet new people. It just ends up bad.
Okay, my thing is this. It doesn't matter what you're going through. As far as, you know, because I'm pretty sure you're kind of worked up of the whole Valentine's Day thing because of the way that you're feeling right now. But at the same time, it's like you really just have to let yourself go and just do, like, get your mind off of that person. Do not call that person. Do not speak of that person. Just do something that makes you feel great. Do something for yourself. It doesn't necessarily, like, doesn't necessarily have to be with that person. I'm pretty sure there is something that you can do by yourself that can make you smile. And that's all it's all about. It's about making you smile. It's about making you feel good. You see?
I see.
What do you think, Aisha?
I agree with you also. But like you said, it's Valentine is love day. It doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, maybe you're getting over someone. It doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be your significant other. It could also be your mom, your grandmother, your brother, your sister, or, like I said, someone that you're very close to besides that person. And just go hang out and have a couple of drinks with them. And, yeah, go out to eat. Go out to eat and enjoy a movie or do something that, you know, something different with someone that, other than that person you love. Because Valentine doesn't say that it has to be a boyfriend or a girlfriend. So you could just go with a cousin or go show your grandparents that you love them. Yeah, sister. You have little nieces or nephews. Take one of them out. That's just the idea. Go bowling. That's just that.
Self-guided says, sorry, your life sucks behind a booth that. You know what? I'm not even going to read that. I'm not even going to read the whole thing because these guys are going at it in the chat room.
I'll take care of myself in the chat room. I'll take care of him later, but
these guys are going off on the chat room, but I'm not even gonna read that. It's okay.
Well,
but
thank you ladies for taking my call. I do appreciate it.
You are absolutely welcome. And I hope that our input made you feel a lot better.
It did. Around this time of year, I don't know. If you don't have anybody around Valentine's Day, it kind of sucks. It really does.
So how old are you, sir?
27.
Oh, you're 27?
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. You're still young for real. You can still go out and hang and chill for real. I mean, that's it. If you don't have somebody by Valentine's Day and that makes you feel a certain type of way, man, just do something. Do something that makes you feel great without someone or just get your mind off of it, you know?
Yep.
All right, well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, ladies.
You are absolutely welcome. All right, now, you guys, we have about 15 minutes into the end of our show. Once again, you guys, if you guys want to go ahead and call in and say some great Valentine's ideas, some great recipes, some great ideas, we definitely want to go ahead and hear from you. With that said, folks, I will go straight into our next topic, and this is on romantic recipes. Now, if you are into food and you want to, show your significant other how much you love them and care for them through food, I have some great recipes that I think that you would want to take into consideration. The first one I have is fudge truffle cheesecake, and doesn't that sound good? That don't sound good, boy, right about now. And the ingredients is 1 1/2 cups vanilla waffle crumbs, 1/2 cup of confectioner sugar, 1/3 cup unsweetened cocoa powder, 1/3 cup butter, It has to be soft, of course. And the 2 cups semi-sweet chocolate chips and 3 packages cream cheese and 1 can sweetened condensed milk, 4 eggs, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract. And some of the directions to that, if you want to know, is that you have to preheat the oven to 300 degrees. And then inside the large mixing bowl, mix together crushed vanilla wafers, infection sugar, cocoa, and butter or margarine, which is butter. By hand, and you can press the ingredients into a 9-inch springform pan. In the top of a double boiler, melt the chocolate chips, making sure that they are smooth. And in a large bowl, beat cream cheese until fluffy with an electric mixer. Gradually beat in condensed milk until smooth and mix in melted chocolate, eggs, and vanilla. Beat with electric mixer on low speed until the ingredients are thoroughly blended and pour the filling into the prepared crust. And 5, you can bake at 300 degrees for 55 minutes and the cake will seem underbaked in the center, but when continue to cook after you remove it from the oven. I don't know about you guys, but that sounds pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? That sounds pretty delicious. What do you think about that, Aisha?
That sounds good. I just didn't hear. What was the cake? What's the name of it?
The name of the cake?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the name of the cake is, it says fudge truffle cheesecake.
And that's my favorite cake. I love cheesecake.
Right, but then it says fudge, though. Think about it, fudge.
You can get some chocolate syrup and pour it on him and eat it off his body. You know how they have those Chinese restaurants? I mean, like the models, and they serve, like they cover themselves up with food. Maybe you could do it, and he could eat it off of you, and you know what I mean? You're serving him on a beautiful platter.
And if there's any
cooks that are listening right now that are like really going to school to be a cook, imagine how creative you can be with that. Because you already know how to bedazzle a plate. So imagine what you can do to your man. There goes the idea right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I think about it. That's pretty hot.
Wow. That is deep. All right, folks. We have about 5 more minutes into our segment. Well, actually, about 7 minutes into our segment. If you want to go ahead and share any of your ideas with us, definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. All right, now, we will go on another break for just a second, and we will be right back. Y'all hold tight.
I don't condone your blame, so you flame to despise me. Meant to let you claim I'm sick. Well, that's your sex. Your words don't stay in this temple. I'm complete, my master's safe. So unhappy, your wings against my fame will not remain. Go ahead, your resentment is my compliment. Your hold of me will not remain. Your emotion give me song. I like it, cause it makes me strong. Cause I'm moving forward. Entangled in chains, so you flame to both blends. When you hate, I will love. When you mock, I will dance. Strong, so blessed, folks. Must I by order? That's my refuge to do God's work. I'm moving forward. I see my reward. That's my desire on fire. Your sharp, your strong. Would be my strong. Your emotion give me song. I like it, cause it makes me strong.
Way and concentrate the beat on top like Cassius Clay was. CC and BB knocking up all you haters. 419 backwards playing with calculators. Adding up numbers, blessing is falling on ya. You a top gunner, hotter than Arizona. Believing in what you need and never going under. Things I wanna hear when I see lightning and thunder. Together in the blender, harmonizing forever.
Mind the things I've never seen. When I'm kissing you, my friend says
welcome, welcome back, you guys, to Mixture of Love, a special edition of Mixture of Arts with me, your girl, Say to Say What, on EOTM Radio. Now we have, well, actually, our time is up. You guys can definitely go ahead and catch us every single Wednesday night, Thursday morning at 1 in the morning at EOTM Radio. You know what I'm saying? Or you can definitely go ahead and find us on Facebook with Mixture of Arts.
Sometimes.
Have a great night, you guys.
Good night.